Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the coin monks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. Singapore's MAS issues guidelines to shut down cryptocurrency ATMs. Bitcoin crashes to $38,000. What's next, $51,000 or $29,000? Multi-chain hacker returns 322 ETH, keeps hefty finder's fee. Robinhood's crypto wallet goes live, allowing crypto withdrawals for first 1,000 users. So let's start off with our refresh feed. Firstly, Bitcoin ATM operators in Singapore have paused operations for more clarity from the central bank following fresh instructions. There will be no crypto ATMs in Singapore until the MAS clarifies the new restrictions. Let's find out what exactly happened. Following a restriction on crypto advertisements for the general public, ATMs that trade in cryptocurrency are being shut down across Singapore. Deniris & Co., Singapore's largest operator of crypto ATMs, shut down all five of its machines so that they could comply with the request of the Monetary Authority of Singapore. The speed with which the machines were shut down after the new standards were published came as an unexpected surprise, according to Deniris. Meanwhile, DoTPay, a competitor crypto ATM operator, said on its website that it has shut down its loan ATM to comply with the requirements. Deniris has five crypto ATMs that take fiat currency in exchange for cryptos, primarily Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ripple. Singapore is one of the few governments that supports cryptocurrencies and blockchain initiatives publicly. According to a recent poll conducted by fintech comparison website Finder.com, roughly 16% of Singaporeans possess cryptocurrencies. Shutting down crypto ATMs necessitates the establishment of Know Your Customer standards by operators to protect themselves from fraudulent activities and transactions. However, in the Bitcoin realm, where anonymity reigns supreme, this has proven more difficult to accomplish. Singapore's financial authority has made it plain that crypto businesses should not advertise or promote their digital currency services, but it has not outright prohibited their use. Users can still acquire cryptocurrency, but it will be more intentional and less on the spur of the moment. Anyways, moving forward with our next news, earlier today, Bitcoin plunged by approximately 8%, hitting a low of $38,220, one of the lowest in 3 months. Other tokens such as Ethereum, Dogecoin, Solana, and others also show a downward trend. The crypto market has been facing managerial pushbacks. Let's have a look at what's getting cooked. Bitcoin has been showing a declining trend and is currently trading at $38,881.48 at the time of writing. Since the start of the year, Bitcoin has fallen by more than 10% and has dropped by 8.2% in the last 7 days. Further, earlier this month, we saw a crash in Bitcoin's price due to a mining outage in Kazakhstan. Further, the market cap has crashed over 5% and has dropped below the $2 trillion mark at $1.98 trillion. Likewise, Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency linked to the Ethereum blockchain, has gone below the $3,000 mark and is now trading at $2,880.23, according to CoinGecko. Unlike last year, when the token rose about 400% the previous year, it has fallen by 11.6% in the last 7 days. However, this Bitcoin crash is also accompanied by the global market, as it is also bleeding. Most of the major stocks are red in a matter of a few hours and who do not seem to be recovering very good. Market analysis by crypto analysts and experts at CoinCodeCap predicted this market move on January 17. Here's the analysis they sent in our public channel. So jumping to our next segment, one of this week's multi-chain hackers has returned 322 ETH with sums up to around $974,000 at the time of my check to the cross-chain router protocol and one of the most impacted users in a dramatic twist. Multi-chain users lost more than $3 million this week due to a security flaw in 6 coins. Although a white hat hacker returned 322 ETH, over 527 ETH is still being abused. Well, in this era of hacks, let's find out what they're up to. A security issue in multi-chain was discovered earlier this week involving the tokens WETH, PERI, OMT, WBNB, MATIC, and AVAX, and $1.43 million were taken. the major vulnerability had been reported and rectified, according to Multichain, which revealed it on January 17. However, as word of the weakness spread, a number of separate attackers apparently swooped in, stealing more than $3 million in cash. The six coins' serious vulnerability still exists, but Multichain has drained $44.5 million from several chain bridges to safeguard them. One of the hackers, who goes by the name of moniker White Hat, has been in contact with both Multichain and a user who lost $960,000 in the last day or two, attempting to negotiate the recovery of 80% of the money in exchange for a substantial finder's fee. In a defensive hacking move, the hacker claimed they had been protecting the remainder of the Multichain users who were being targeted by bots, according to a tweet from Zengo Wallet co-founder Tal Beery on January 20. The new money was repaid in four separate transactions. The hacker returned 269 ETH to the individual he stole it from in two transactions on January 20 and pocketed a bug bounty of 50 ETH. In response to the hacker, the relieved user said, "Thank you for your candor. It is much appreciated." The hacker also pocketed a bug bounty of 12 ETH and remitted 50 ETH in two transactions to the official Multichain address overnight. So wrapping up with our final segment for today, Robinhood Markets said in November that 1.6 million users were on the waiting list for their Bitcoin wallet. However, the first 1,000 users on the waiting list for a wallet will be able to join in this beta test and trade their Robinhood cryptocurrency with an external crypto wallet. The crypto wallet for Robinhood is now online, allowing the first 1,000 users to make cryptocurrency withdrawals. Let's have a deeper dive into this one. Although the number of participants is now restricted, Robinhood aims to increase to 10,000 by March. In 2022, we aim to be able to make it available to the broader public. Beta testers will be limited to a total daily withdrawal limit of $2,999 and will be required to enable two-factor verification according to the business. According to the official announcement, beta testers will assist us in testing core functions and providing essential comments that will help us shape the final product. Christine Brown, Robinhood's crypto COO, tweeted today that the company's team will finish the send and receive streams as well as offer a nice QR scanning experience, enhanced transaction history, and block explorer functionality. This is yet another significant achievement for Robinhood's Bitcoin wallet. Robinhood users could only trade crypto before the beta version of this wallet was released, and they couldn't withdraw or privately store any cryptocurrency they bought on the platform. The crypto wallet's beta version allows Robinhood clients to sell and receive cryptocurrencies from Robinhood to external cryptocurrency wallets, and it will for the first time fully connect Robinhood crypto holders to the greater blockchain ecosystem. All transactions are monitored by Robinhood's world-class security integrations, guaranteeing that consumers can safely invest and move their cryptocurrency. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.